This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The voices of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, he was asked whether or not it was the focus of his team not there that caused them to fall into this hole. And, of course, you get to a 24-point hole against a really good team, and it's going to be near impossible to climb out. I guess not impossible since we saw a 28-3 deficit that was erased by the Patriots going back a few years now. But that's not what the Chiefs were able to do. They really didn't have the ball enough to make a difference in the second half. The final score does not indicate how lopsided this win for the Eagles. So congratulations to Philadelphia. As much as people celebrate what the Chiefs have done, and they should, the fact that since 2019, they participated in all of these Super Bowls, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were more to come. But the Eagles now have 2 wins in 3 appearances in 7 years. So they are not quite the counterpart of the Chiefs in the NFC, but what Howie Roseman and now Nick Sirianni, of course the first one was with Doug Peterson, but what this team has done to stay relevant, and even after the explosion or the implosion at the end of last season, to find their identity again with the signing of Saquon Barkley. Talk about a monumental move for an organization that changed everything for them in 24. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. We are going to get to your calls coming up. We got a lot of people who want to weigh in, which is great. Happy Super Monday to you. If you missed the game or you'd like to watch it again, Eagles fans, they're replaying it on NFL Network now, and I'm sure a bazillion times the rest of this week. We haven't had a whole lot of time to talk about the ancillary elements, but for instance, my nieces, they're not big into football, but they watch for commercials, for the music, right? For the halftime show, for some of the celebrity appearances. We got plenty of that in New Orleans. Couple of notes I made. I loved the walk down Bourbon Street with members of the NFL community. And it's funny, I'm sure many of you were doing the same in your living rooms or your watch parties, identifying people in the crowd. So you could right away, of course, see Tom Brady and Michael Strahan. They were front and center. But then you realize, well, there's Sean Payton, and there's Roger Goodell, and there's Rob Gronkowski, and there are others who were mixed in the crowd there as they walked down Bourbon Street. And they had a message, of course, for Nola Strong, and they were remembering the victims of the terror attack on New Year's Eve. And they walk up to a massive piano in the middle of the street, and Lady Gaga is there, and she sings one of her songs, a gorgeous rendition. Honestly, I don't know this. I didn't search for any intel on it. I don't know if she was lip syncing or if she was performing that. It wasn't live, of course, but whenever they taped it, if she was performing it then. She is one of those singers, though, one of those entertainers. I saw her at the Super Bowl, going back to the whole Atlanta New England game, and she is just as good live as she is on tape. So hers is not a faux voice or a manufactured voice. I mean, she is just as good live. So she doesn't need music, but plays the piano beautifully. So that was very powerful, and I thought send a message of hope and resilience for the people of New Orleans. I really enjoyed that, to honor the victims of New Year's Eve and the terror attack. I loved seeing Harry Connick Jr. perform pregame and the marching bands. This is not a knock on Kendrick Lamar. It's not my kind of music. I know a lot of people enjoyed the halftime, but I like the marching bands actually better than I like the halftime. Yeah, I thought it was cool to hear Harry Connick Jr. sell New Orleans and welcome people to New Orleans, and loved the various marching bands, which is a tradition that started there in New Orleans with Super Bowls going way back. So I thought that was awesome. Loved Lauren Daigle, loved Jean Baptiste. Those were great elements too. And I know that there was no way to see the flyover, but it was cool to be in the cockpit with the flyover as that was taking place. And then how about Tom Cruise? He's everywhere. He's at the Olympics. He jumps out of a plane and lands in Los Angeles, whatever. He's climbing stadiums. And now he's walking us through this kind of epic football history open for the Super Bowl. What doesn't Tom Cruise do? I had no idea he was actually a football fan, but I mean, if it's Tom Cruise, you want to go big or go home, Tom Cruise would be your target. So yeah, he was there too. In terms of the commercials, so I'm trying to think about the ones I like the best. I love the Clydesdales. This was their 47th appearance in a Super Bowl. How about that? There are 59 of them. The Clydesdales have been featured in 47 of the Super Bowls, which was incredible. My husband and I love the Seal commercial. Now, I know it was actually for Mountain Dew, but we we laughed at Seal agreeing to have his head on an actual seal. So we thought that was funny, too. Goofy, of course. The When Harry Met Sally remake. For those of you who don't know, you know, that scene with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, well, you missed out, but they did insert Sydney Sweeney into it. So that was more generational, but certainly an iconic moment in cinematic history. Let's see what else. I liked seeing, very briefly, Bill Belichick, and I believe that was his girlfriend, in a Dunkin' commercial, as if we didn't see enough of her over the course of the week, but a Dunkin' Donuts commercial with the Affleck's, and they had the accent from Massachusetts, because Dunkin' started in New England. What else? Oh, the sloths. Oh my gosh, the sloths were really funny. I can't even remember now what the commercial was for, but the sloths I thought were pretty cute.
I got made fun of for that. They're like, oh, that's going to be you tomorrow. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Nice. And actually, since I love ice cream and I really do like the Fast and Furious franchise, I really did think it was cool to see Dom and Letty back in a car. And yet this time they're driving Miss Daisy and they're just taking their time enjoying ice cream with the top down. So I thought that was kind of funny, almost a Too Fast, Too Furious reunion, I think. Anything else come to mind? I like the mustaches from the Pringles. It was Pringles,
yes,
right?
Pringles.
So that was pretty funny. The mustaches everywhere. We had James Harden in that one. I think Andy Reid as well was featured in that one. And some of these guys lost their mustaches only to regain them. So those were a few that jump out to me. Ryan, what do you think?
I was a big fan of the Lilo and Stitch one.
Oh,
no bias.
Yeah,
no
so,
bias,
so cute. That was really cute.
But it sounded like a Kevin Harlan, like, there's a streaker on the field. So that's what I remembered. And I was like, oh, that's a great commercial. But Little Caesars was pretty good. That's the one with the eyebrows. Which
yes.
is kind of, they kind of copied each other.
Yeah. In fact, I thought, wait a minute, didn't we already see this? And then realized it was a different facial hair.
Yeah. Other than that, they're pretty average,
it's
I would
clear
say.
That there were just tons and tons and tons of coin dropped on these commercials, because it was $8 million for your standard 30-second ad. But then think about it. Because there's only so many corporations that can spend the $8 million, then they go big and they have celebrities. So it felt like there were celebrities in every single ad that was trotted out. Gordon Ramsay, Pete Davidson, who was actually attending the game. Oh, the Muppets, if you're looking for celebrities. But there was one, I think it was Uber Eats, that featured like 7 or 8 different celebrities.
The McConaughey one, right?
Right. Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon. Yep.
They had the guy from Hot Ones. Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
She was in it too. So there were a lot of them in that one. I also thought it was funny. I mean, it was probably corny, but also thought that Matt Damon and David Beckham as long lost brothers was relatively creative.
I don't know. I think I fell asleep for that one.
It was Stella Artois. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay, Stella Artois. And the two of them, it's essentially Beckham finding out that he has a brother named David. So one American and one British, and they end up meeting at a Super Bowl party. And so that was kind of funny. But otherwise, trying to think if there's anything else that was memorable.
Bud Light with Post Malone.
Oh, and Peyton. And Peyton. is stocking his own cooler. Uh-huh, because he would do that.
Oh, yeah. William Dafoe and the one from Beetlejuice where they play each other in pickleball.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, too. Right, that was funny, too. The Ringers. Yeah, that was pretty cute. So, yeah, there's some good ones. I thought I really, as much as it was corny as heck, and I think Meta is the devil, I actually liked seeing Chris Pratt eat the banana that was supposed to be art. So that was funny. And don't yell at me. It was Chris Hemsworth, right? So
yeah, Chris Pratt. Chris was in both.
Right.
Liam was in the first one.
His brother was in the first one, but it was Chris Pratt in the second one. Yeah, so that was for Meta and the Ray-Ban. Sorry. Clearly, I don't shop for glasses like that. Okay, 855-212-4227. Justin is on Long Island. Justin, what do you think?
Amy, can I ask Amy, congratulations. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All the memories I remember during COVID of the Granny Helen bringing up some sad memories, Penny stories. I remember those nights.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
My favorite commercial, actually, believe it or not, I'm a Springsteen fan. I like the Dove commercials. It did have Springsteen's Born to Run in it.
Yeah. So, anything that features animals, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, the animal ones. Budweiser, of course, was good.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of good stuff. And just wanted to wish you on the last night here to say, yeah, it's hard being up this late.
Well, I appreciate you staying up to hang out with us. Thank you so much, Justin. It was nice to talk to you.
You're welcome, Amy.
Happy Monday. I kind of feel like it's a thing for people to be tired on a Super Bowl Monday, although I'll be interested to see what the ratings show about when people started to tune out. I think a lot of people, even if they don't care about the game, stay through halftime so they can see that entertainment if they're a special guest, which, by the way, Serena Williams was part of the halftime show. She was a secret surprise guest. So I think after that, whether you care about the game or you don't, if it's 24-0 and you don't care about the game, you're good. Like I said, my nieces, they tune out after halftime. They're fine. They'll go and, you know, see the other commercials online or YouTube. But I think even with the diehards, unless you were an Eagles fan or maybe a Chiefs fan thinking, all right, 24-0, it's feasible. We've done it before. A lot of people probably started to tune out or got an early head start heading home from their Super Bowl parties.
I did switch to my phone and took a nap. So I don't know if that helps the NFL with viewership, but I switched to a separate TV and went to somewhere else and turned it for background audio.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I did watch into the fourth quarter, and then when I was trying to get ready for work, I was upstairs, so I was listening to Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner instead on Westwood One. I've seen it now, but I didn't see the last, like, I don't know, 6 minutes live. So the Xavier Worthy touchdowns, I saw the first one, didn't see the second one live. Just at that point, it's like, all right, got to get ready for the show. Not going to worry about every last second. I'm disappointed that we didn't get a better game, but I suppose we were due for a clunker considering we haven't had one since 2020, right? That was the one that the Buccaneers manhandled the Chiefs offensive line and ended up winning that fairly handily, if I remember correctly.
It's still, they won by, I think, two or three scores, but it felt a lot closer that game.
Oh, yeah. This one was out of reach early in the third quarter. And I think the A.J. Brown touchdown was demoralizing for the Chiefs going into halftime. But early in the third quarter, after the Chiefs, they get the ball to start the second half. They've waited through a longer halftime than is typical. They get the ball. They have it for 3 minutes, one first down, give it right back to the Eagles. And once again, Mahomes and his offense are parked on the bench for 7+ minutes. I mean, they didn't do anything with their opportunities, and they certainly had too many mistakes against a really good team. And credit the Eagles for a perfectly executed game plan. Philly Mac is in Massachusetts. Welcome to After Hours.
Amy, my friend, yes. I've listened to about half of your shows. You planted a flag as high as Mount Washington, and I've come out with a new expression out to Philly Nation. The new next generation Broad Street Bullies, the offensive and defensive line of this current team.
I like that. I like that, especially for that defensive line, because they are big dudes and they can push people around.
Fast and smart.
Yeah, and they didn't need to blitz either, which was really impressive.
I think they actually attempted it twice, but they made it over. But incredible. And in your career, you're like this big sister to everybody around here. Your cookies, your bacon. We've also shared with when you had a loss of your grandparent, your an animal, and you just always just put it right there, and you're so down to earth. And here, the Good Shepherd call in. What a class act! What a nice young man. I listen to him and Jody Mack all the time.
Yeah, they're great.
And I'm gonna be, as you can hear my voice, I was dealing with a respiratory infection in the last 5 or 6 hours. It's clearing up.
Good.
I won $2,500 on one of my squares. I didn't go to the party, but I won.
Whoa! That makes it a fun Super Bowl night.
Yeah, I'm going to use that and go down to Atlantic City in a couple of weeks.
All right. How about you use those winnings to, not gamble, like do something else with them?
Yeah, maybe invest in myself. That's what somebody else said, too. Anyway, you guys connecting some connection.
That's a vacation.
Amy, it was always a pleasure.
Thank
you. Are you going to still be in this media, or are you going to take some time to think?
By this media, do you mean radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, radio's my first love. I wanted to do radio since I was 16 years old. This is what I was born to do. I have zero desire to do anything else.
So at some point, you'll let us know.
Of course.
Is this still going to be with Infinity?
Oh, no. I'm leaving the network.
Okay. I'll find you somewhere. I'll wait a while, and then I'll Google you, and boom, you'll pop up.
There you go. You're right. The internet, a powerful tool. Thank you, Philly Mac. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Brandon is in Chicago. Welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hi. Oh, yeah. My grandmother just recently had some surgery. But I was so preoccupied with your light dilemma, I totally forgot to check in on her. And of course, I'm joking. But yeah, it's clear that you've outgrown your this station in your professional career. Just want to let you know. That I can always say that you've been a dear companion, and I'm not sure I'm a better person, but I just want to say thank you for sharing your domestic pet stories with us. We live vicariously through those.
Thank you.
Those stories.
I appreciate you, Carrie.
They were our pets as well. So wherever you go, I'm sure you'll be terrific. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon. That's very kind of you. You take care of your grandmother.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Tom, who's in Phoenix, and then we'll get to our break and more calls after that. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Amy. I wanted to talk about what I think is a need for a better, more protective equipment for the players in football, but... I have to.
Well, they are working on it. Just to interject, if you don't mind, they are working on it. Maybe you've noticed the helmets have changed, the technology with the helmets, both on the inside of the helmet as well as on the outside, with that protective kind of inflatable padding that it does actually blow up, if you will, when there's impact to the head. And they are seeing that concussions are down this year. And I think they're going to credit part to the new kickoff rules, but also to the new technology. And they're mandating that players have to upgrade helmets, and there are certain helmets that are approved as those that are better at preventing concussions. And so they're causing everyone in the NFL to have to adopt a new, if they haven't already, adopt a new one of these helmets. So a lot of the technology is keeping up and is making the game safer, as much as it is still a violent game. And of course, people get hurt. In fact, we're waiting to hear what happened to Chris Jones. Kind of worried about that a little bit because he left the game with a knee injury. But in terms of head injuries, they are getting better and better at preventing them.
Well, I hope so. But also, if I may say so, I think there's still woefully little protection for players' necks to prevent the severing of the spinal cord. You know, I mean, such as with Eric LeGrand and, you know, Darryl Stingley years ago. And I guess that maybe they feel that it doesn't happen enough to justify it. But I think even one of those catastrophic injuries is one too many. And I think that I don't understand why they can't wear some padding going around their necks, like some kind of a neck brace or a collar or something like that. You know,
I would suspect that it's because they feel like it limits range of motion when they're trying to turn their heads from left to right, or maybe, and obviously that matters so that you can protect yourself. Let's just think about it. If you're a quarterback and you can't turn your head to the left or to the right, you may not even see the defense coming or see some of the blitzers slash defenders who are there in your peripheral. So I'm sure that is the reason. I don't know that you can mandate that. I do know, of course, they've got rules that they're trying to enforce more and more about not making contact ahead and neck. And so they are mindful of it, but to force guys to wear more equipment is going to get some pushback, only because guys want to feel like they have the freedom to move and to play their position with the most fluidity.
Well, I don't know. I suppose I would think myself that the safety, you know, your ability to go through life. I mean, if they get injured that way, they'll have no life after football.
Well, I'm going to push back on that, Tom, because Eric LeGrand has a very inspirational life. As much as it's not what he envisioned for himself,
yeah,
his life did not end, and he still has an impact on a lot of people. But remember, it's also their choice to play. If they decide that football is not for them, or that they feel like it's too dangerous, of course they can walk away from it at any point. So I do agree with you. It's dangerous. We see this all the time. DeMar Hamlin nearly died on a field a couple years ago. At the same time, a lot of these guys, it's the culmination of a dream and years of hard work that they poured into it, and it's something that they want to do. They love it still, in spite of the risk.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Amy, I'm very sorry to hear that you're leaving. And, you know, I think that people have gotten much more involved with you as a host than certainly your average host. I mean,
I appreciate that.
I could not say anything about, I used to listen to Mike and the Mad Dog years ago, and I could not say anything about their families. I have no idea what their family background is like, or their relatives or anything like that. So you've been much more self-revelatory than your average sportscaster is, you know?
Yeah, and, well, so I feel like there's a bazillion ways out there to be able to talk about sports and listen about your favorite sport, but there's only one me. So in order to stand out in a crowded field, I feel like connections with people are more important than whatever brilliant analysis I might offer. And we can all relate to having families and pets and jobs and moving and food and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much for your call in Phoenix and for your faithful listening. At A-Law Radio, we'll get back to your calls, wondering about you, the commercials, the food, the halftime, the pre-kick elements. And of course, you can find us online if that's what you prefer to do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Sorry, folks, there's a breaking development. There's something down on the field.
I see that too. What is that?
Looks like a koala or a dog or a...
They're all out there right now. They're trying to catch it. They're having a real hard time. They've got trash cans.
This guy's got no chance.
I think they got it. Nope.
Now he's gone and driving a cart. Uh-oh, watch out for the goal. Oh, that thing is indestructible.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, maybe with a little assist from AI, Even though this was a Fox Super Bowl, the former Fox tandem for the NFL, they were part of the Lilo and Stitch commercial. It was early on, might have even been pregame, and Stitch got loose and was running all over the field, and they were advertising the fact that they've got their brand new live action movie coming up. So that was kind of fun to see him running all over, and ultimately they got him with a trash can, I think, but then he burrowed down through the field and he was gone. He gone. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What about the food, the commercials, the music? Love to hear from you. Alex is listening in Miami. Alex, welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Oh, Amy, I'm still full. I went to a Super Bowl party yesterday, a little bit before the Super Bowl, and then I went to another one that ended a little bit after the Super Bowl, and I'm about to pop.
I can imagine.
I don't want to get on that scale. I watch my weight, so I'm very worried.
Oh, don't worry. It was one day. It's not going to ruin your health.
Well, it's Super Bowl day and Thanksgiving. Those are the 2 days that I excuse myself.
There you go. Yep. I mean, this, we should enjoy food. Life is meant to be enjoyed.
Yep. Inspired by you, I made jalapeno poppers.
Ooh.
Wrapped with bacon.
That's my husband's specialty. They're delicious.
Well, I got the recipe online. I don't know if it's the same one your husband makes, but they were delicious. They were the hit of the party on both parties I went to.
Amazing.
I took a little bit to both.
Now, did you stuff them with cream cheese and shredded cheese?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like what he does. You want to talk about the food and partying with him, man. He makes everything with bacon, which is delicious, but ultimately got to be a little careful about how much bacon I eat.
Well, I'm Cuban, and we make everything with pork.
Oh, yep. I got you. Love it. Well, yep. I'm glad you had fun since the game itself wasn't as competitive as what we might have hoped.
Yeah. It was not competitive at all. I thought it was going to be close, but no cigar.
No. No cigar. Although Jalen Hurts did have a cigar after the game.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've been listening to you since the show got named.
The second weekend.
Yes, I still remember that.
Wow.
It's been a pleasure. I've learned a lot through the years of listening to you. You're a great sports host, but above all, I think that you're a decent person, that you have great morals. I wish you nothing but the best in your endeavors.
Thank you.
And the only thing that I can say is God bless you and your family, and I hope that everything goes well for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Alex. That's very kind of you.
No problem. Also, about the Super Bowl, I was completely wrong. I thought it was going to be a one-score game, and like you say, the toughest out in football, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, this time they weren't. Somebody was able to take them out.
Yeah, the plan was executed to perfection, and it's really hard to score points if you don't have the ball, and they barely had the ball in the first half.
Yeah, well, we can be here till tomorrow coming up, you know, showing statistics why they dominated and they were so dominant. You know, life takes a lot of turns.
Yeah.
Sports takes a lot of turns. There's a lot of shocking things, like, for example, the Doncic trade. Nobody saw it coming.
Including him.
You never know.
Right.
You never know if 2 years from now, instead of things flip and we're talking three-peat for Philadelphia, because the thing is that they have a future ahead of them.
They do, although it is true that in the NFL especially, teams never stay the same because it's hard to pay everyone. And once guys win a ring, they very often want to cash in because a pro athlete's career is relatively short. The average NFL career isn't even 5 seasons. And so these guys, many of them are going to want to go somewhere else potentially and get paid, or they're not going to be re-signed. Guys will retire. So it's not going to be the same roster next year. It sounds easy to do, but the consistency of Kansas City is, that's why it's so incredible, is because it's really difficult to do what they've done to stay on top as long as they have.
Definitely. The NFL's designed in a way where there should be parity. What the Chiefs done is amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, and the Patriots before that. Thank you, Alex. Yes, I hope you get in a good extra workout on Monday. If it makes you feel better.
Oh, I gotta hit that gym. Thank you. Have a good night. Good luck.
Thank you. Lou is in San Diego. Lou, welcome to After Hours.
Amy, oh my gosh. Thank you for the time. A few years ago, I decided to be a trucker, and I found you on the radio, and it's been a joy, a wonder, I listen to you almost every night. I'm not going to say religiously, but I appreciate you. And
thank you.
It was really sad news to hear that you're no longer going to be part of my drive in the early mornings, late nights, on every weekday. But I wish you the best, and I'm sure that whatever radio play, wherever you're going to be in radio, I'm going to be listening. So
awesome.
I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the Super Bowl. I woke up literally at 8:57 Pacific time to watch the Madden Cruiser with Bill Belichick, uh-huh. A man I despised for so long because the best season of the Chargers ended at the hands of the Belichick era.
Oh.
So, and never, they have never recovered. And I've always been mad because Andy Reid could have gone to the Chargers and they decided to hire somebody named Mike McCoy that probably some coordinator or probably in college. And it's always been really, really sad that great of a coach has been so consistent with the Eagles, with the Chiefs, and really enjoyed the Super Bowl. My wife has become a fan of Super Bowl with me, and she was like, I want the Eagles to win, since you decided not to go for the Chiefs a few years ago. So she was very, very happy that the Eagles won, and literally I cooked burgers for the family and some Spanish and Argentinian sausage.
Ooh.
And I was sitting, eating, and enjoying with the family.
Good.
The entirety of the Super Bowl, and we watched the entire thing without having to stand up for very, very much, and we were really shocked. We were really shocked because yeah. My wife was like, they're always winning. They're always getting away with it. and it was a joy. And
good.
I actually did tell her, it's like, Amy Lawrence is no longer going to be on the radio show. And I'm already driving, working, going into the north to the Riverside area, working, and, well, really sad and glad to get to wish you well.
Thank you.
And hopefully, especially with the family and everything, I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
That desire to have the loved ones.
I hope that as sad as you are, that you will be happy for me, because this is a decision that I made it thoughtfully and carefully, but at the same time, I'm thrilled with it. I mean, it's a change. Change is hard. It comes with its challenges. And I've poured heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this for the last 12 plus years. At the same time, I am ready for something new. I wouldn't say that that's foreign to the human experience for most people out there. You pour yourself into a particular job or a project or a goal, and you do it, and you let it run its course, and then you're ready for something different. And I know people aren't going to believe me, but it's true. Even before my husband and I started dating, I was pretty sure this was going to be my last contract on overnights because I was ready for something new. So it has really not as much to do with getting married, although he's thrilled we'll be not on opposite schedules anymore, and me too. It's really more about creatively need a new challenge, ready to do something different. So I'm excited about what's ahead.
Well, I totally understand. I am in 2 weeks. I have to go do a physical up in the Salt Lake area to see if I can rejoin the National Guard. I served for 8 years, and when I joined I wanted to do 20, so it got short by some situations, but we're gonna see if we can rejoin. So
awesome.
I'm also going through a little bit of that.
And
funny story, when I started listening to you, I thought you were a side reporter on a sideline from the CBS sportscasting, and I thought that you were a certain person that you weren't. And then I realized when you were getting married and all these things, I looked you up, and it was really funny that I was like, holy cow, I'm thinking that I'm listening to a certain person, but I'm listening to a totally different person.
Yeah.
But I totally wish different. You nothing but the best.
Thank you. I
was remembering the chubby bunny situation last year. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
I'll
take that with me.
But the best.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lou. Good to talk to you. Drive safe, and thank you for your service, Lou in San Diego. 855-212-4227. We'll get back to your calls. We'll re-rack the Super Bowl at the top of the hour. You can find me online at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. You all are very kind. Thank you. But please don't be sad. this is a decision that once I made it, whoosh, big weight slipped right off my shoulders, and I am excited about the future and what's ahead. Change is, it's not bad, especially in our business. 12 years is a friggin' long time. Here's our latest sports update.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Five, four, three, two, one. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
the Chiefs and Eagles, and we have you covered on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We'll get to some more of the play-by-play, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, and also the reaction from New Orleans. If you missed it, our friend Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, he joined us actually right before, well, he may have been on the plane by the time we wrapped up. He definitely hung up quickly, but he joined us as he was leaving New Orleans. So it was great to talk to him, someone who played for a bunch of other teams in the NFL, but is a Philadelphia Eagles broadcaster during the preseason and knows them well since that's where he lives. Neat story, too. We know it was Saquon Barkley's birthday. He turned 28. We know it was Cooper DeJean's birthday. He turned 22. And it was Ross's daughter's birthday. So for her 13th, they took her to a Super Bowl, which is probably the best gift she'll ever get. 16 wins in the last 17 games for the Eagles, and this one was a no-doubter. Too big to rig, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm going to try to go through as many calls as I can here, 855-212-4227. Just ask you to kind of get right to it and be brief, not because I don't want to talk to you, but because we have full phone lines. And Ryan, this is why I did not ever share the news ahead of time, because I did not want the last 6 weeks of the show to be about me. And I'm very humbled by all of your words, but could you imagine if it had been 6 weeks of this? Like, people's ears might have fallen off.
No, that's fine. It's good for your self-esteem.
Well, okay, but that's not why fine. I do it. I don't do it so people prop me up, but I want it to be about football, too, the last few.
There's football talk in there.
That's
true. And commercials and food.
Well, and, right, and NBA, which someone brought up the Luka Doncic trade. He's getting ready to make his debut. I think he's supposed to make his debut on Monday. Well, at the same time, Anthony Davis, there's some reports he could be out for weeks. If not, Ryan shocked me earlier. He said there's at least one report that he could be out the rest of the year, which is pretty crazy. He's got an adductor strain or pull or something along those lines. Just it kind of sucks for him because he played well when he made his Mavericks debut. So that's one thing. Another piece of news that kind of got lost in all the Super Bowl stuff is that Aaron Rodgers is unlikely to return to the Jets. He flew to New York City or New Jersey, wherever the headquarters are, to meet with Aaron Glenn and the new GM. And the reports are they've informed him that they are not interested in moving forward with him as the QB.
He's definitely going to follow in the Brett Favre's footsteps and go to the Vikings.
Oh, no. Except he's not going to start unless something goes horribly wrong with J.J. McCarthy.
Maybe they want to give him more time.
Maybe. Pete is in Chicago. Pete, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yeah, Amy, I had a dilemma. Who I was going to support, either the Chiefs or the Eagles. When I was 18, I enlisted in the Army and spent 6 months of basic and advanced infantry training at Fort Lewis, Washington. And just to age myself, my favorite Chief players were Jan Stenerud, the place kicker, Len Dawson, the quarterback. Mm. And then I went to the Army in Germany, and I met a lovely married couple from Philadelphia, and I visited them a regular time. So my adopted city is Philadelphia, and I was with the Eagles all the way. But a couple other things that might surprise you a little bit. We have an adopted daughter from Russia, and when she was about 8 years old, she had to have a little dog. So our neighbor's dog was going to be put out on the farm. She was an older dog, and she was making overnights at our place. Hmm. So Gracie became our dog.
Aww.
Sweet. Now, this might surprise you, but when Gracie died in the middle of the night, then we got another little pug, rescue pug. And when she arrived, she was afraid of her own shadow. After a while, she had the temerity to demand treats and bark and everything else. And this little dog, you want to guess the name of this little dog? The first one was Gracie. The second little dog's name was Penny.
Oh, Penny.
Yeah, but Gracie, wasn't that your mom's dog?
Yeah, she had one that was Grace and one that was Glory. They were twins, so she that's cute. I like it.
Now, something else, you know, I used to listen to Les Grafstein all the time.
Yes, they're in Chicago.
And occasionally, you know, they would have you on when Grace was on vacation or something like that, when Les was not around on vacation. Mm-hmm. So I once asked Les, did you ever meet Amy Lawrence? And you haven't probably been called this in a while, but his first reaction was, yeah, I've met her a couple of times. She's a nice kid.
Actually, funny enough, every now and then Boomer Esiason will call me kid, which I think is hysterical. But I'm not going to get upset about that.
And then one last point, Amy. You mentioned that your faith is your foundation, and you teach Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless, and I assure you, you'll be in our thoughts and prayers. Best wishes to you.
I appreciate that, Pete. Thank you so much in Chicago. It was always good to have Chicago when we did. After Les passed away, I know that there was another show for a while, and then Mitch Rosen, the great PD there at AM 670 The Score, decided, much to my joy, that he would carry our show or carry After Hours throughout the week. And that's awesome. I've always enjoyed my time in Chicago. I hosted a few shows there. That's been one of my favorite things about the last 12 years, is taking the show on the road. Let me see if I can list all the places. Just listed Chicago, of course, Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. We did Houston. We did Atlanta. We did Miami. We did San Francisco. Gosh, I'm Pittsburgh, Boston. Those are places that I've taken the show. Are you still counting in there?
Yeah, Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Don't
Vegas.
Forget New
just
York.
Last year, Phoenix was another place I'd taken the show. Yeah, well, New York for sure, because that's where we are, where our headquarters are located. It's been awesome. Buffalo, another place I took the show to. It's been awesome to take the show on the road. D.C., Baltimore, can't forget them. We've had a world tour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.